Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Okay, it's Ruskin and Sack. Hello. ESPN Arkansas, the Hit That Line Now app. Here we go, 866-285-4005. That's how you can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hope you're having a good Monday. And if you're not, well, we don't really care about that either. So,
well, we care. I mean, we're not going to do anything about it, but we do care.
Well, okay, I guess we care. DQ is here. So there's DQ.
Hi.
Wearing an Ole Miss sweatshirt today.
Yeah.
For
no particular reason.
There's no reason.
No reason. She just did.
Yeah.
They're going to get mad at you for that.
Yeah.
A rousing performance yesterday by Arkansas baseball. Up off the mat. I love that phrase, by the way. I'm going to use
it. Up off the mat.
I'm going to bury it into the ground. Down 0-6, and then they come back and score 9 unanswered to defeat Mississippi State.
You were looking around going, you know what? This ain't going well.
The best part about baseball is when someone gets out to a big lead and it's like the second or third inning. Because you're like, okay, this is not going to continue. You're not going to score 18 runs. You know, if you've got 6 in the first 3, you're not getting 18.
It will not continue. And it was funny. I was sitting there, I was listening to the game, and when it got to 6-0, I made a fateful decision to open my social media because the Dave needs to retire crowd was very prevalent at that point.
And then, as Dave pointed out following the game, nobody over there saying bleep now, are they? What a clip. I love that. I can't believe they put that clip out. As sensitive as they are about everything, for them to put that clip out. Do you know the clip of the post-game huddle?
Yeah.
I love it. I can't believe they did it. I love it. I can't believe they did it.
It was funny to see because at the end of the game, you're just like, I mean, they come back, they win, and you're like, okay, you know, the bats came alive. But for a minute there, I mean, they were ready to throw dirt on him. It's like, you know
well,
what?
Well, yeah,
just,
they
just
were.
Slow down. Yeah.
Here's how tenuous things were at, let's see, that was a 2 o'clock game. So let's say like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's like 6-0 probably at that point, maybe 5-0. And, okay, so here's what I was looking at. You're 3-3 in the month of May at that point, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're very much like at the fulcrum of the teeter-totter. Because if this continues to go sideways, you're now 3-4 in the month and people are losing their minds. Or if you win the game, if you come back, it's a rousing comeback, which always inspires people. You're going to have some sort of big performances, and they had a few of those by different people. And then you're 4-3 in the month of May, and that feels totally different. That one little difference of the numbers being in the different order makes all the difference in how you feel.
It also keeps your keeps hope alive for overall league crown. You know, you lead the West by 2 games. But I will tell you, I walked out the door at 3:36. I had to go to the store to go grab something. I was back at 4:30, and it had gone from 6-0 to 9-6. I mean, just that quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, of course, I opened up social media, and all of the posts were being deleted, and people were running them up.
Must be nice, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this
you
is why...
You say they, something stupid and then delete it? It must be nice.
Well, you know, if you don't put it in a podcast, you're okay. that quickly, it had turned around. This is why they play 9 innings, not 1 or 2
not 4,
or 3.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, this is an imperfect team. They have flaws. They may run into somebody that can expose those flaws. They may not. But I think early in the year when they were just ripping off wins left and right, left and right, left and right, you know, they hadn't hit the struggles yet. And now they're here and they're still plugging along. I mean, they're still winning.
Here's what they have that's not on any of these stat sheets. And I've used this word for the better part of 2 months. This team has gumption. Like they do, there are teams that say, well, we always think we're in the game. And they don't necessarily back up those actions on the field or the court. With, you know, they just say the right thing in the press conferences for all that stuff. This team always thinks there's a way to figure this thing out and end up with one more than the other guys. And they also talk about this, too. Like, they are what... Everything that the football and the basketball team weren't, they are. They make you feel good about they don't lay down and just stop in the middle of it. Like they don't have those traits. They're 180 degrees from the pitiful Razorback teams of football and men's basketball that these fans had to watch. And if you're not watching them, you should be watching because you might actually enjoy what you see and the pride that you feel when you watch a team in that uniform play the way that they play more often than not.
It's been an incredible regular season. What are they, 42-10 right now?
Yeah. You were wrong, by the way.
Thank you.
You had them losing 7.
I had them
lost
losing 7. I put my faith in Dave. But the postseason is a totally different animal.
Maybe you should retire instead of Dave.
Yes.
Okay.
But the postseason is a totally different animal than the regular season. You know, this has been an incredible... No matter what they do, they go down to Texas A&M, they win 3-2-1, whatever it is. It's still been an amazing regular season. Postseason's different. You know, you got everybody 0-0, you hit the reset button, you start over. They're going to run into some issues in the postseason. The pitching staff's a mess right now.
Starting pitching is a mess.
Yes.
The bullpen has saved their behind.
I don't consider them pitchers.
Why not? Real
men go out and give you 5 innings, Derek. No, I'm kidding.
Only one guy gives them 5 innings, and it's Agan Smith right now.
He's pretty good. But the starting pitching, you may have to limp along through the postseason. It's not as solid as you once thought it was, as you know, I thought it was.
You have to stay in. You cannot lose. Well, the margin is a little bit thinner than we thought because, you know, should a starter have a bad performance in a regional and you drop down into that loser's bracket, you now legitimately wonder if they have enough arms for that extra game. If they go 1-2-3, boom, sweep, they can do that.
Whoa.
2 games in the Supers, but if that extra game comes into play because of a starter that they have to run through the bullpen again, you have to wonder.
It also, and somebody said this to me this weekend, it also puts extra emphasis on the Hagan Smith starts because if there's a ton of pressure on him, win his start, you've got some issues.
There is a ton of pressure on him.
Yes. You have to win that game. Not, I mean, he doesn't have to win that game, but they have to win that game.
Yes. That's right.
Because if they don't, now you're rolling the dice on whether or not, whether or not you can actually get through to the next round.
There's not as much pressure on him as there was on Copps because Copps was literally all they had.
Yeah.
That year, but there is a lot of pressure on him in that performance. And the last time we saw him with an NCAA logo on the field, it didn't go all that great. So there's a lot of pressure on him to keep this thing. You know, you got to stay above water because again, if you go into that other side of the bracket, I mean, that's the first concern. Like you can forget thinking about all that other stuff. Let's take this one thing at a time. And last year, you know, anytime people start taking the regional for granted, you know, that's That's when trouble is afoot. But I mean, that extra game thrown in, if something goes wrong in a regional, that's, do they have enough pitching?
Yeah.
Enough pitching? You have to ask that because, now here's another thing about the pitching. Whomever they face, generally, like, you're not going to see three teams in a regional that have SEC caliber players. You might see one, maybe two. Like TCU had an SEC caliber roster last year when they came in here and beat them. I mean, that's what it was. There's no, and it didn't hurt that one guy went 8-for-10.
Yeah, that didn't hurt at all.
8-for-10, that's absurd. All right, 866-285-4005 is how you can.
We got basketball scheduling news.
Oh, do we ever? Yes. Oh, no.
Two parts now.
Yes. So, yeah. The league did. Remember this league that you all root for all the time? You love. You love the SEC. You love the chant. They bleeped you over yet again.
Well,
they did.
Well,
I'll explain coming up.
Texas at home.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
The Arkansas baseball team took 2-3 from Mississippi State over the weekend to improve to 42-10 on the year. Arkansas heads to A&M this weekend to close out the regular season. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Hogs have a two-game lead in the West, trail Kentucky by one for the overall lead. Game times have been moved for television, 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday, 2 p.m.
That's going to stir some stuff up.
You have no idea. They'll head to the SEC tournament next week in Hoover.
Oops. I have some idea.
Schedule news. Basketball team got their home and away league opponents for next year. No dates. You get Texas home and away. You get Missouri home and away. You get LSU home and away. You're going to play Kentucky away. John Calipari will return to Rupp sometime next season. I got some football news yesterday. Missouri State has agreed to join the Sun Belt Conference as a full member in 25, which means for the first time since the COVID-shortened year of 2020, Arkansas will play 12 FBS opponents. Prior to that, Arkansas last played a full slate of D1 teams in 2004. The Bears' first game as a D1 program will be August the 30th, 2025, in Fayetteville.
I love when they play good teams.
Well, I mean, it's still Missouri State, but yes, they're part of the Fun Belt now.
That's good.
There's your news.
News
brought to you by the Stadium Shop and the Good Chair.
And the Good Chair, that's right.
Stop by, tell Robert, Joe Bonamassa sucks. You want a seat in the Good Chair.
This is too good to wait till the end.
Okay.
Involving realignment and all that stuff, this is what I learned this weekend. Almost 20% of all of the FBS teams in football at one point or currently have been in the WAC. Is that a great stat
That's
or what?
A great stat.
20%, 19.5%.
One out of five teams.
Yeah. One out of five college football teams at one point has been in the WAC.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's too good to wait. I had to get that in. I love that.
The WAC has the WAC.
They've seen some things.
They're basically the brothel of the West. Right. I mean, you've been there. Everybody
a nice boarding house.
Yeah, everybody stopped by.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. All right. They've got the as you mentioned here. They've got the opponents.
Yep.
In league play that have just been released not too long ago by the league offices at Birmingham, and once again, Greg Sankey has his hand on the screw the Razorbacks button in the league office because they're protecting Kentucky. If Kentucky had come here this year, that's 3 years in a row they would have come to Fayetteville. Well, that is just not okay. That is not okay. We can't have this. So there is one Kentucky game, and it is at Rupp at a date that is yet to be announced. Again, all they've done is announce the opponents. They have not announced dates and certainly not times on any of these things. But they are, let's see here, home with Alabama, Florida, Georgia. So Nate Oates is coming here. That'll be great. LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri. OU and Texas are coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're going to Auburn. You go to Kentucky. LSU, Missouri on the road. South Carolina on the road. Tennessee on the road. Texas on the road. A&M on the road. And you go to Memorial Gym in Vanderbilt. So it looks like you double up with Missouri, LSU, and Texas. Those are the only ones that you go home and home, if I'm reading this on the fly correctly.
I'm looking at their schedule, Kentucky.
Yeah.
They're the one game deals where they're away. They play Georgia. They play Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri. And none of these are powerhouses. Oklahoma. They do play Texas on the road. They go home and home with Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Alabama.
Got some got a little old Big Eight vibes here because you're going to Missouri, home and home with Missouri, and home and home with Oklahoma. So that's kind of a unique thing there.
Hey, but you know what? If you're the team you think you are going into Rupp, who cares? I mean, I've seen what they're putting together. It's fine. But if your roster is as good as you think it is, it shouldn't matter.
Got seven guys. So, they'll be fine.
I've never met the man, but I'll bet you if you asked John Calipari in a private moment with a little truth serum in him, he'd say, all right, fine, let's go. Let's go back. I don't think he cares where the game
is. No. This is why they are there and we are here.
That is correct.
Because they love stuff like this. Most fans do not enjoy these types of situations.
Could he sue Kentucky for creating a hostile work environment?
Well, then you've got a bunch of stuff that would have to come out in the courts, and I don't think either side wants that to happen. Okay. So, no, I don't think that's what you're looking for there. But, I mean, it's interesting how the league protects Kentucky here because, we can't have Kentucky go to Fayetteville 3 years in a row. That's just unheard of. Insane. You can't have that. You can't have two of your most prominent basketball programs play each other twice. Oh, no, we can't do that. That just can't happen. But it feels like it's been a while since Alabama's been in here. Maybe it hasn't, but it feels like a while since they've been in here.
Not this past season before.
Season before.
They brought Brandon Miller in.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
They were up like 13.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Watched
yeah.
it just kind of fall by the wayside.
Yeah, that was too bad. Yeah, he couldn't shoot in that game.
Who knows? It'll be. I don't care. I mean, I don't care where they play that game. I don't think he does either.
He couldn't shoot.
I got it. Okay, I got it. I recognized it. I was moving on, so as not to get us in any more trouble.
Oh no! That's where the best stuff is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've got the that all coming out here, just a little while ago from the league offices on Richard Arrington Boulevard, Junior Boulevard in Birmingham. So very exciting. Kentucky. Let me see a Kentucky here. Scrolling. Let's see. They got Alabama twice. That makes sense.
I just did this.
Oh, you did? Well, let's look at another team then. Welcome to the league, Texas. Who do you get? Let's see here.
The league didn't go easy on them.
No. Also, it's going to be, I'm very fascinated to see how the league handles their bitching and moaning about horns down. Because they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And what is the league going to do? Because now, okay, you can say whatever you want, but ultimately, there is a financial windfall for being in business with Texas. So you do have to give a little bit on some things. I don't know if this is going to be one of them, but this idea that a lot of SEC fans have that they're just going to have to eat it, I don't think that's the way it's going to
go. They have done nothing to this point. The league hasn't. To cater to Texas at all. Scheduling.
Yet, but they're not a member yet.
But, well, yes, they are. I mean, they're already,
a provisional
they're
member.
Being scheduled. I mean, if you look at the schedules that they have across the board, across all sports, they are doing this, them in particular, no favors. If I'm Oklahoma, I'm sitting there going, don't say anything. Nobody say a word.
That's right, yeah.
They're leaving us alone. But they have done everything in their power to make sure that Texas does not feel special.
Yeah.
And the horns down thing, you know what? Grow up. I honestly feel like the only people that are bothered by this are Texas fans and Steve Sarkisian.
There's only one, sometimes on a topic, there's like five different answers. Sometimes there's one. There's only one answer to their objection to horns down, which is just shut up and deal with it. That's the only answer. There's not another side. But they're still going to complain about it.
Dude.
Is the question. That's the thing.
People in Mississippi use the middle finger like it's a standard greeting. Horns down thing is not, again, Sarkisian and Texas fans are the only people that care. And
I thought last year, what's his name? The coach, the basketball coach was going to take his team off the court. He was so upset after one of those games.
Again, you're going to roll into Starkville at night. Nobody cares. No, look. The jorts wearing folks down in Gainesville, man, these are not the best we have in America. They use it as a means of communication. This is not, again, these are not the best we have. So you're going to have to deal with it. You're just going to have to bite the bullet on
They're
this.
Going to, ha- they're, yes, but they're still going to complain about it. And I don't,
sure.
I Ooh. Think the league is not going to be as, friendly.
Sankey's response was going to be like, Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Because, I mean, what's to keep... I mean, I don't know how long this deal is, but Texas could very well go to the Big Ten and get more money. I mean, they to a certain extent, you have to play nice with them. You have to play nice with them if you're the SEC.
Listen.
Now, what the individual schools does, who cares?
But listen to me. People from Ohio are as close to... The Cro-Magnons that we have. And in particular, Ohio State fans. They will throw horns down anytime they can. Even when Texas people aren't around. Going to the Big Ten's not an option. They're fine where they are. They're just going to have to toughen up. That's it. You're just going to have to toughen up.
Yeah, all of this is true. But I'm wondering if the SEC has kind of stuck it to them a little bit.
They have.
But as of July 1, I wonder if they become a little bit more Texas-friendly. Down there at the league offices, because I mean they're a draw. They're a big part of the financial piece.
They're playing the first football game against Texas A&M in College Station. Approximately, DQ, answer this for me. Approximately over 4 hours of football. How many horns down symbols do you think Texas A&M will throw at them?
How many people?
Yeah, I mean,
are in that stadium.
100,000.
100,000?
100,000. I mean, do you think it's...
Then there'll be a million.
Do you think it's 100? Like, do you think it's 100, like 100 per person?
At least 10 per person.
At any given point, you'll have 200,000 because everybody has two hands. Most people have two hands. And you... So you go, you double time, two at a time.
JT,
there you go.
2 million. Yeah, 2 million. JT with a great point. Cowbells at Mississippi State are illegal. Yeah. They do it. They allow them anyway.
Yeah, but they have this choreography thing down where they stop when they break the huddle and then they start again.
If choreography is what you need, we can figure that part
out. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. I mean, it's a whole kind of a, you know, they don't know much at Mississippi State, but they figured out how to, be in unison on when to stop and when to start on that thing. It's kind of impressive, honestly, when you think about it. I don't know.
Is it?
No.
Is it?
Well, they're going to, as far as horns down go, they're going to put it on the damn video board over here if they win.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to put it on both video boards in giant, giant, like, emojis or whatever they are.
What do you think when Johnny Manziel rolls back into College Station for the first time? What do you, they pop him Where up on the that? Board against Texas. What's the first thing he's going to do?
That's right. He's going to go horns down, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. November 30th, although that's Thanksgiving night, so it's like the 28th, isn't it? I think. I don't know.
Something like that.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's see here. You can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005. Ryan says, the more that they whine and complain, the more they receive. Yes, this is like classic...
I'll give you something to complain about.
This is preschool logic. If you leave the person alone bothering you, they'll stop bothering you. Like this goes back to pre-K. I mean, this has been explained so many times, but of course the snowflakes in Austin wouldn't understand this because of course they wouldn't understand it.
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's another pre-K lesson, right?
DQ, what else did you learn in kindergarten?
Well, lots of things.
Don't gamble on a fart. Oh, wait. No, I learned that much later in life. I learned that at 35.
That's part of the AARP letter that you get.
Sorry, that was way later in life. Yeah. Yeah, it's really it's strange. If you ignore it, it'll go away, but they just can't help themselves. It's like that guy on the internet that has to comment on everything. He just can't help himself. He has to let you know what he thinks about everything and no one cares. Anyway, I'm just curious if the league office is really going to be as rude as they've been to this point. I don't know.
They will try and placate them early on, and then as it gets progressively worse, particularly during football season, and then what's his name? Gustavo Fring starts complaining about it. I think the league will turn a deaf ear to it and go, man, just go back to work.
Yeah.
I can't see the league. I mean, again, for a league, look in the crowds.
Rodney Terry.
Yeah, Gustavo Fring.
Yeah, Rodney Terry.
Yeah, tell me he doesn't look like Gus.
Well, I'm just telling you that
it's Rodney Terry. Take the glasses off of you, but it's the glasses thing for me. Just keep waiting for him to go.
I want at least one of us to say his name right so Gustavo, we don't get sued here. I mean, Gustavo that's what I'm saying. Fring. All right. Let's see here. Although, after the Tom Brady roast, I don't know what you can and can't get in trouble for anymore after that thing. So that's pretty exciting. For those of us who like to live on the edge, so to speak. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things they said that nobody just move right along. Like, does that mean we can do it?
Yeah. No.
Yes,
no.
It, yes,
no.
It does.
No.
I took it as yes, no. It does.
I know that's how you took
that's
it.
That's how I took it. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Let's see here. There was a text I wanted. We got some texts here on, let's see here. It was a baseball one here. Oh, here's the text here. It's 870 on the McLarty Hotline. It's bull crap that Arkansas is not playing Kentucky twice next year. That's criminal, and it's at Rupp. Yeah, that's right. It's not happy. House Farm had a great idea. The G5 solar flares have awakened Arkansas's bats.
Hey, man.
Could be.
Whatever it takes.
Little Aurora Borealis action. And did anybody see the Aurora Borealis?
Did you step outside and go see that?
I stepped outside. I couldn't see it.
Okay.
My mom did, though.
Too much light pollution where I am, so I didn't even try to go look at it because I knew, in the gated community, we got too many street lights and stuff, so you couldn't see anything anyway, so I didn't even go out there.
Well, apparently it was more obvious if you took a photo of it, I guess, more so
but
than...
But how do you know where to point the camera if you
I don't
can't
know.
See it?
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Up. Point it up. Just point it up. It's up there.
But I couldn't see it.
Where do you point it towards? The sky? Okay.
Yeah, well, towards the sky.
Good. Yeah. There you go. Here's Mitchell chiming in on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Wait, they finally gave you guys a camera? Bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know how cheap these cameras are, all right? Calm down.
Mitchell didn't have a great weekend. Mitchell's wife.
What did he do?
Well, Mitchell and his wife were going.
They're still together?
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. They were leaving the house on, I think it was on Saturday morning, and they have one of those Ring cams that records everything. And apparently, somebody locked the door and the keys inside the house. Now, Mitchell, I want you to, they're in the driveway. Mitchell is standing next to the car.
I've done that before.
His lovely bride comes back and realizes that they are now locked out.
Yes. It's amazing when you do that, the second that door closes, you realize, uh-oh.
No. They like walked away and then she came back. But the parade of profanity that then proceeded after that
is it still hanging over Cleveland Street?
Yes. in a word, impressive. While Mitchell all the while just sat there and stood because.
Well, what do you do?
Like the devil, he knew that he'd been beat.
The devil won.
The devil won the fiddle off. I don't care what anybody says.
Johnny got beat.
And I've got allies.
Oh, I know.
Smart ones that believe that Johnny did not win.
You can find a group that'll believe in anything in 2024.
That's also
right?
True.
So you're never alone. If you are alone, just look harder. There are people that... I don't believe in gravity. I haven't looked, but I bet there's anti-gravity people on the internet. I need to go find them. We could go get a beer.
Okay.
And wonder how is this staying in this cup and not floating around? We don't know.
DQ, somebody hit me with this weekend, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask DQ. DQ, you are lunar landing positive.
Yeah.
How'd they get the damn buggy in that capsule?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, the buggy?
Yeah.
The buggy makes an appearance in the Unfrosted movie. Jerry's driving it.
Okay, it was just a question. I'm like, I'm not a NASA engineer, but.
Did they build it on the ground? Did they ship the box up there?
Amazon don't drop
some
it
assembly required?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was kind of built into the capsule.
Maybe.
It's like a table or something.
But
I don't know.
I've never gotten an explanation on how those four giant tires made it into space.
Yeah, maybe those weren't wagon tires.
Like spare tires, so they were on the outside.
Outside of the capsule?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wait a minute. They had four of those, like, did they have
like
funny...
Like the Jeep things?
Yeah, did they have funny spare tire covers?
They all said life is good.
Somebody put a duck in the window?
The Tasmanian devil was on one of them? Did they have that? I love the idea of one of the Apollo missions going up there with spare tires on the side.
I don't know.
I love that. There's a Razorback spare tire cover out there, which I think my dad had one at one
point. Theater guy says the Rover folds up. Okay, but we never saw the tires.
Like a card table.
These are not small tires. These are not tires like you and I have in our car.
No, these were...
These are very, very...
Steel belted radials. Right. We're still making those.
Josefa says they have a whole set in Iceland where they film this stuff.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, we're doing that now. All right, fine. Good.
B.E. says they got them at Sam's. There you go. All right.
Is that where the aren't the foul balls sponsored
by that?
Another
great question. Was that thing diesel?
Yeah, what's the sucker running on?
How did they power it?
See, well, it's nuclear.
Oh.
You need the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
Great Scott!
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Ethan and Atkins had an excellent observation.
What's up?
DQ drove on Maypops for 6 months, and she's our person, our expert on tires.
That's fair. That is fair. It was a question that was posed to me. I did not have an answer.
We didn't
I
get said, the scripted out. All right.
So I said, well, I'll ask DQ. She's lunar landing positive, and she did not know either, so I'll have to do some further research.
That's right. Yes. That's right. We also just got a text about the beer limit at Razorback sporting events.
My understanding is that it's 2 per purchase. You can go.
I think that's right.
You can go buy 2, hand them to someone, unless they're taking your photo ID and scanning it. I don't know how they limit that.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I got carded the last time I went to a game and bought a beer. Now I got carded at the Amp Friday night, which is really funny because, you know, I don't look young anymore. But, you know, God bless you for following the rules.
They say that this person is saying they scan your driver's license.
Oh, they do, really?
Yeah, I'm not giving you that information. No, right. Thank you.
They also don't have enough beer stands at Baumwalker Stadium in particular. Like, there's 2, I think. Maybe more than that. But there was only 1 on the on that I could see. And they don't just sell them at every concession stand, which is another mistake. But I guess there's rules on that because, you know, sometimes they've got, like, kids in there, like, doing fundraising or whatever. Do they still do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't have a kid, open up a Miller Lite and hand it to you.
Why not?
Although, I mean, in the perfect world, I mean.
It's Arkansas, isn't it? It's still Arkansas, isn't it?
Hey, Sharon Dean, come over my beer. No, I love it. I had a great time at the Amp.
But that's a rite of passage, right? You know, go get your dad something out of the fridge. Like, I've not had Kinsey do that yet.
Yeah.
It's bad parenting.
I don't know. Well, just get up and, you know, there does. What did you want to order, like, a 12-pack at one time? Like, what was the goal here?
I don't know the texture here. Yeah, I don't know what his.
Yeah, give me 9 of them, and nobody's. You can't go anywhere and get 9 beers.
Yeah, you can't hold them.
Like, you can't go to a bar and get 9 beers at once. I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Depends on the bar, but yes.
Well, I mean, a good bar, Cheers, maybe. But
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Get a bunch of shots. You can do that. They'll sell you a bunch of shots.
Yeah, they will.
From what I understand,
dozen at a time.
Yeah. No, I had a great time at the thing though, and then right when the second guy ended and before Brooks and Dunn came out, I made my little trip to the bathroom. There was no line. I went to the little beer cart there in the in front of the concession stand. They had another little beer cart, and nobody was there. I got me another beer, ready to go for the big show, and it wasn't that cold in there. God, the lawn was packed. You couldn't have put another person up on that lawn. It was insane. They were ass to elbow up there. It was crazy.
I don't sit in the lawn seats.
Oh, I know you don't. You only
I do that VIP thing. I did it once.
I was it's in a chair, it. So okay, I was happy about that.
Yeah, that's the VIP thing up there is just wonderful.
But they we've never discussed this.
Mm.
What is your policy at an event of standing up? Here's my policy. The person directly in front of me stands, I stand.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yes.
Well, you had controversy because, you know, it's not much of a slope there.
Yeah.
So two rows in front, there was a woman standing and, you know, waving her arm around and doing stuff. So the older lady to the right of me was not happy about this because, you know, she couldn't see for the person three rows in front. So what do you do? I think you have to stand up, right?
Well, first of all, the onus is on the person in front of you. Yeah. If the person directly in front of you stands, you have to stand.
Right.
So, but if the person in front of you stands, you would have obviously stood up, right?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Well, see, it's the person in front of you's fault.
Okay.
Look, you want to get up, shake your ass, you're miserable. By all means, have at it. But you got to understand, with great power comes great responsibility.
Because my answer would be like, if anyone ever complained about me, I'm like, hey, the person right in front of me is standing up. I can't see. So I have to stand.
Now you have to be careful. I have to be careful because we're over 6 feet tall.
Right. I don't think about that.
Really?
I don't care.
I don't think it matters.
I do.
I don't care.
If I've got like a kid behind me or something, I'll move.
Put them on your shoulders like it's a, you know.
No. I'm not carrying somebody else's kid around. But if there's somebody smaller than me behind me, I might switch with whoever I'm with. Because
that's just you being courteous. You don't.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to feel obligated to do that for the people behind you to not be mad at you.
Mm.
In my opinion, okay. Like that's just if you choose to do that, that's you being nice, but you don't have to.
Okay, all right, that's good to know. I always do kind of look around
because I mean you paid for the ticket too.
I have another question here. Maybe we don't have enough time to explore this, but we got all day. What is our culture's obsession with these bobbleheads? Most of them, honestly, are worth about 10 cents. I mean, they are not this great financial windfall that everybody thinks that they are. Yet people, like Matt says, somebody took five of them on Saturday night. What the hell? You need five bobbleheads?
Put them on the internet.
Kevin Copps.
Sell them.
Not exactly a Cy Young Award winner yet. I mean, what is that worth?
The show yet?
What is that worth? Kevin Copps bobblehead, like any bobblehead. I don't understand this.
Did you get there early to get a Musselman bobblehead?
I didn't get it. Somebody got it for me.
Okay, so what's your obsession with the bobblehead?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it. I just, you know, it's something to have in here, and we fixed it. We put Calipari's head on the Musselman bobblehead. If you're watching on TV, so, but I don't like. I could. The difference between me and some of these bobblehead nerds, I could take them or leave them. Like, I don't need them. Like, if I went to the a few years ago at the Naturals, they had bobble legs. They were honoring one of their guys that steals a lot of bases. Mm-hmm. They had bobble legs instead of bobblehead. Well, they happened to have one. All right, fine. I got one. Great. Like, but my life is not changed by, these bobbleheads. Like, they're not worth anything. People walk around like they're handing out gold bullion at the gate. I mean, it's absurd.
For what you paid for that ticket, that's a little something back.
I don't understand this. Can a bobblehead person explain this to me? Like, is this like the guy that I met at a watch party one time that was collecting Ty Story memorabilia and was going to retire off of it? Is this like that guy? Because let me turn you on to a financial advisor. It's not going to work.
You say that. I mean, there's a guy that hijacked an entire truck full of bobbleheads. Yaromir Jagr bobbleheads.
That's right. Yeah. What's the deal?
We may not. This may be the new crypto.
But it's worth less than crypto.
I don't think so, Derek. I would dispute that.
There is very little monetary value in these things. I won't say none. I won't say they're worthless. And I won't say you're a loser if you collect them all, but there is not very much monetary value in these things.
Ryan has a solution to our conundrum about concert going and standing. For any event goer that complains about standing, buy better seats. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. You don't want anybody in front of you? Buy him in the first row.
But you don't know till you get there if you've got someone who's going to,
you don't know.
Sit or if they're going to stand the entire freaking time. I don't understand. You don't know until you get there.
Doug in Little Rock says the Copps bobblehead on eBay has six bids for $155.
Okay, so I guess that's a 155%
increase
on value because you got it for zero and it went up to 155.
You know what?
Well, that's
why they do it.
That's a quick way to score some weed money, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Get some pills off the streets. 155, right? I don't know. But you're not going to retire off of that, are you?
$155? No. But you can have a hell of a Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Now here's someone saying the see.
No.
Well, this is fun. Now I find this amusing, and here's why: because none of you had the cojones to make short jokes when Musselman worked here, but now he's far away in California and can't do anything to you. So now you're going to make the joke. I call that cowardly, and I'm not reading your text.
It was
there. You go.
It was he was yours 4 months ago.
Right. So I'm not reading that text because you're a coward, and I'm not reading that. I'm not doing it. You could have made all those jokes when you worked here, but you didn't because you were scared. Now you can't do it. Sorry. We can make those. We made fun of us when we would have worked here. We have carte blanche to do whatever we want.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. All right. 8 till the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005. We really do.
We really, really do. I've got a topic that's been embargoed for 1 hour.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not allowed to discuss it till 4 o'clock so that ears can be on it.
4 o'clock. Huh?
4 o'clock. My adventures this morning.
Oh yeah.
Then we got to talk.
That's funny. I have a doctor's appointment at 4 o'clock, and I can't be here. Yeah. So you'll have to do that without me.
It was embargoed for. And then we have got to talk about this Skeens Livy Dunn thing, because I sat through the whole event. It was one of the most underwhelming events that shouldn't have been in the history of sports.
But it wasn't Paul Skeens' fault.
It wasn't. No, Paul Skeens was good.
Yeah.
He was good for his major league debut.
Right.
It was everybody else.
What can I get for a Paul Skeens bobblehead?
Right now? Boy, I'll tell you what. If you had a Paul Skeens bobblehead walking into Pittsburgh on Saturday afternoon, man, you could have named your price. Could have named it. Yeah, whatever you want. They'd have been fine.
Let's see here. Here's one for $150.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's one for $200. Okay. Again, I mean, this is enough money to score you some drugs, but nobody's going to get rich off of these things, all right?
Again, you can have a hell of a Friday night. You don't have to be rich. You just have to be rich that
night. That's exactly right, yes.
Some of the greatest advice that can ever be given.
I believe the bobblehead people are trying to...
There's a bobblehead lobby, big bobbleheads out there. Oh, is that what...
That's what I think,
they're trying to score drug money.
That's what I think, yeah. That's what it's all... The whole basis of the whole thing. That's what I think. All right, it's...
Ryan,
hey, the Dozier's up today.
Listen.
Hey. Get out, man.
I am at... What, get out?
Yeah, get out.
Well, it can't be up. You're lying.
Well, that's what Ryan says. I don't know what...
Oh, my gosh, it is.
Get
not
out.
Not by much.
Get out,
oh, my
man.
Gosh. No, it is. It's up 10%.
Go. Get out. Do it.
If I sold it today,
do the math.
I would walk out with $40.
There you go.
That is not what I put into it.
That's almost more than a bobblehead right there.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
And we got a lot going on here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Big one coming up here in a little bit. The Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Big game. Try to even the series in Dallas, or if it's going to be 3-1 Mavericks. Big game tonight for SGA and Chet and Jalen Williams's plural.
The Jalens.
The Jalens, yes. The Jalen Williams. It's good. It's good. And then, of course, the Stars play at the same time, of course, because, you know, of course they do.
Leagues don't talk to each other.
They're up 2-1 on the Avalanche out in Colorado. They'll play game 4 out there. So we got that going on. We got A&M on Thursday night. We got plenty of stuff. Softball's hosting this weekend in the regionals out at Bogle. Those tickets have gone on sale. I'm sure they will go quickly. There aren't a lot of them. So, I mean, there's Oh, another thing happened today. Jared Goff got paid.
He did?
By the Detroit Lions. $170 guaranteed.
It wasn't like he was living in poverty before.
No, he was not. No, he was. He's doing quite well, but this is a new deal. And so Schefter brings up, and I thought this was interesting, like the next four guys in line this offseason for contracts, two of them are pretty, like, this is going to happen. Trevor Lawrence is going to get paid. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love's going to get paid. The other two, Dallas doesn't seem all that in a hurry to pay Dak.
Again. Remember, pay him again.
Right. And is Miami going to stick with Tua?
Boy, that'd be a nice little swap, wouldn't it?
Are they going to do it? Are they going to pay him, you know, $200+ million? Going to be a fascinating summer to see what happens there. But Jordan Love's going to get paid. I have no doubt about that. Even as cheap as the Packers are, they're going
to
pay him.
Oh, they have to.
And Trevor Lawrence is going to get big money to stay down there in Jacksonville. So then you've got the other two that I don't know where. I mean, someone's going to. They're going to play somewhere in 25. I just don't know where it's going to be. Because,
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. All right. Well, here we are.
Sit down, Pee-wee. I got this. I'm so pissed at you. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
DQ, you need to be in on this because this involves you too.
I'll put it on the screen.
I sent you a text message.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That said, hey, when you get a second, would you send me the names and contact numbers for the groom party?
Right.
Did you ever do that?
I did not, no.
Last weekend,
yes.
I sent you a text message, not this past weekend prior. I said, hey, if there is a person in this bridal party that has not been sized or paid for their tux, would you give me their information and I will make sure that it gets done? I
didn't do that either.
No. You didn't even respond.
No.
To either of
those. Either time, no.
No, not once. So, DQ, are you surprised by any of this?
No.
Okay. So Saturday morning at 8:05, I get pissed. And you know what? I'm going around you because you, and I'm going to use a word here that we don't use around here a lot, are useless when it comes to this event. I sent a text to Great Value Bob Ross. I said, hey, this is Zach, your son is useless. And
well, he's known that for about 42 years.
You know what's funny is everybody that I've said that to has pretty much gone, yeah, yeah. So I sent him a text message. And here's the crazy part. I had waited 2 weeks for the names and numbers of the groom's party from you. I got them from him in less than 5 minutes. All of them. Sent out a group text. Conversation started. I had a conversation with your sister.
How about that?
I had now one of the numbers that he gave me was incorrect, but that it was the wife of one of the groomsmen got the correct groom's number. Wound up having a discussion with the maid of honor. None of which I would have gotten from you.
Well, don't call her a matron of honor either.
Okay, I called her a maid of honor.
Yeah.
So I sent out a group text. We start making plans.
Okay, good.
So I'm thinking, now I have a question about your nuptials. Yeah. And I'm thinking, am I going to waste a text on you?
No.
Or am I going directly to the source?
Correct, yes.
I go right to the source.
There is one person running this show.
I completely circumvent you. You are dead to me. I am now talking to the bride.
All right, yes.
I sent a DM at 6:48 this morning.
Yeah.
By 9:12. Yep. I know more about the wedding than you do.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I know everything there is to know. Where to be, what we're eating in the little groom's room.
Yeah, I don't even know about that.
Yeah, I know. No. You, I know what the wedding colors are. You don't.
Snickers? Is that what we're eating?
So I said she's very nice. She said, like, I asked her like a series of just rapid fire questions. And she sends back, she answers all of them in order. And she goes, oh, hey, by the way, here's my number. Just, you don't have to DM me. Just text me directly. I'm all right, cool, whatever. I said, if you get a random thing about your wedding, it's just me. We are moving you. Like, you wouldn't even tell us where the rehearsal dinner was.
I told you
No, you did. You keep saying, there's a person that didn't know they were in the groom. They were in the groom's party.
Stood in this building and told them.
There was a person that didn't know they were in the party until I had to. Well, that's what he says.
Well, he's wrong.
Okay. So I'm just. I think you have these conversations in your head and you don't necessarily verbalize.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
That is true.
That's,
I've got the whole world mapped out in my head. Just nobody else knows
right,
about it.
That's right.
That is true.
I send DQ a text. And I don't know, DQ, what time? It was 8:30? It's probably before that.
And are I'm you like, going, DQ?
To the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
I've RSVP'd.
That is another thing.
What happened?
Your bride sends me a text and goes, hey, are these people coming? Derek won't answer me. I'm like, get out of town. No way. So what do? I make the phone call. I'm like, hey, you coming? Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Got it.
Right.
So I RSVP'd for somebody. Then, I mean, I had a conversation with the maid of honor. I accidentally butt dialed her and we had a brief conversation and she said, hey, if you have any more questions, don't ask Derek. And I went, yeah, okay. This is completely fair.
Right.
Now, I think that, and don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want to talk to you between now and then. We're a month out. We're one month out.
It's going to be difficult to do this show and not talk to each other for
well, we're going
to
get
I mean, Mike and the Mad Dog did it once.
I'm going to try and get the one person who has not been, I'm going to physically take this person and get them measured and paid and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
we'll get that done. I need you to just stay out of the way. No, don't mess anything up.
You got it.
Okay. All right. In 3 hours, I've been pestering you for 8 months about this information, and it took me less than 3 hours to get all of it.
But I have had input on things. I picked the food.
Okay.
Like at the meal, not in the room. I don't know anything about that food. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know there was food in there.
I'm also starting to wonder if the ice sculpture discussion stopped at you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, I had a feeling
Now you know the right people to bring that up to.
I am not even talking to you about this anymore. I am going to figure this out
okay,
on our own.
Get the ice sculpture.
So, DQ.
In the middle of June.
DQ,
good luck.
I send off in our little group text, which is called Ruskin's Wedding. It's very nice.
And I'm not in it.
No.
I'm not in any group text about this.
You know what? We don't want you. I send out a text and I said, hey, we're going to do something that week. Let me know when you're coming in. So apparently it's going to be a very, everybody's kind of wandering in.
Yes, there are people from all parts of the South coming into
this thing. All parts of the South. One person's coming from 17 hours away.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes.
So I'm like, listen, and your bride and I were talking back and forth about things that we could do. Do you want to go out after the rehearsal? Do you want to have breakfast the next morning? Whatever. Sit down, Junior. We got this. You just show up.
All right.
I'm under two guidelines as far as this goes. One, I got to get you there on time.
Right.
Which, because I am OCD about time, should not be a problem.
And I'm never late, so this will be
You'll be there 6 hours early.
Oh, yeah.
5 a.m. he'll be sitting there.
I'll be waiting under the open the
You're
gate.
You're on the steps waiting for them.
Two, he cannot be drunk or hungover.
Not a problem.
Gotcha on both of those.
Right. Not a problem.
Good.
Do you know I could have done all of this 5 months ago?
You'd have forgotten about it, though.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
that's the thing
would.
Is, yeah. I have a file, a spreadsheet that I've opened with everybody's contact.
Like Hutch.
This took all of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I ask you all the time, I need this. And you just stonewall me. Why?
But I learned from the best.
Who?
If I don't want to do something, do it poorly, and someone else will take over all the organization.
I need you to do as I say, not as I do, okay?
You told me.
I feel like maybe it's a bad example if you're doing these things with the wedding.
Exactly.
Bad start.
Exactly. This is not the way you want to go about doing this.
I didn't know.
Why do I know more about your wedding than you do?
I know about the wedding. I just, all this other ancillary stuff, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in my 20s. I'm not going to go out and raise hell at some strip club the night before the thing. I'm not doing that.
That was the other thing. I was like, okay, he's requested nothing wild, and I will do my best to honor that.
Yeah.
So.
just two dancers. It's a joke. We're joking
because
around.
I know she's listening. No,
everybody
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I just, if I ask, I really need it. I do. Right. I need it.
No, but what I meant was like, you know, as far as organizing all these things, I've like, I don't really want to do any of that. So if I just keep punting, someone will take over, and that's what's happened here.
I've been trying for 8 months. I just needed basic information. That's all I needed was names and numbers.
Yeah, I know.
And then, in the coup de grace moment of all of this,
here's all I can think about.
Hold
honestly.
On.
Okay.
Your bride goes, yeah, he doesn't want us talking.
No, that's also true. I fought as long as I could. I held out as long as I could. And now everybody has your number. This is bad for everybody. Everybody. This is all bad.
I'm trying to do this correctly.
Yeah.
And I'm getting stonewalled everywhere I go.
Not anymore. Right. All I can think about are, number one, we are seriously going to need a U-Haul to get stuff over to the...
Am I involved in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you drive a U-Haul?
Can you
rent a U-Haul?
I'll ask.
And the second thing is the day after the travel to get where we're going for this honeymoon, I'm going to have like 25 minutes of sleep and just going to be in a terrible mood. So I'm worried about that too.
How is this different than...
Well, I usually have 50 minutes of sleep and I'm in a terrible mood. So
how did you not know the colors of your wedding?
I did know that.
Why did you not tell us?
Well, I don't know because they're like...
There are color palettes sitting on the island in your kitchen.
This is funny, but like to figure out what they wanted to do, they literally looked at 27 dresses. That's not a joke. That's actually what happened. Mm-hmm. And the color that they landed on was like a tween color. Like it's not blue, but it's not green, but it's not teal. And I didn't know what to call that
blue
particular color.
Blue
it is
worked.
A it is shades blue. Of blue.
It is blue.
I knew I'm wearing blue, and I knew I was wearing yellow on a tie, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know where my tie is. Probably need to find that.
Wait,
I bought a tie for this.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
Maybe she knows where it is.
I have DQ and I.
DQ is just exhausted in there.
My God, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I mean, these are like massive red flags. But DQ and I have asked you, when did the invites go out?
Well, a while
December?
Ago.
December?
The save the dates went out a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. We have asked you for the better part of half a year.
And I mailed all of those, by the way, so I am very helpful.
Well,
oh, wow.
Thank you, yeah.
He can mail all of them.
I went to the post office.
But when I need a phone number, I can't get it.
Well, right.
The invites went out half a year ago, and we have asked you, I'll bet you twice a month since then, to clarify for us the dress code.
I don't know.
No.
I don't
Stop.
Know.
Stop.
Don't wear blue jeans.
The
white dress.
DQ, it says what?
Semi-formal black tie optional.
Black tie optional. All I wanted was some clarification on that. Google it.
I don't know what those words mean.
I was hoping that you might ask the person that you are marrying because she is the one who has set the agenda.
No, now this one, I have an answer for this.
She clarified it in one sentence.
Okay, but I have an answer for this.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what anyone else wears because I know what I'm wearing.
I understand.
And I don't care.
But I asked you a question about...
And what I'm wearing is approved, so that's all I care
about. But the person that I am bringing needs to know. So I was looking for just a little bit of clarification on this.
How about overalls with no shirt underneath?
One sentence! She clarified
That's what
the
I saw at
thing.
The Brooks and Dunn concert.
One sentence! It wasn't that big
an
ask.
What was the one sentence?
I just said, I'm thinking about a sundress. And she said,
Abner, get that. Please, God, get that clip. Please, Abner, please. We need it.
She said, that would be perfect. And I'm like, cool. Then I turned
sundress.
To you. And then I said to you, what color, or DQ asked you. You asked.
Are you bringing a what? Parasol?
It's for my daughter. So frustrating.
I also haven't purchased my dress that I'm wearing.
You go on Saturday?
I don't know.
Okay, there's a big event to go Ruskin wedding shopping. Here's the other thing that's got me a little irked about all of this, is I now have to rewrite the whole best man speech because I'm Good. Leading with this.
Good. More work for you.
No, this isn't work. This is therapy.
Oh, man. All right. But Abner, we're going to need that clip. That's all. Send it to me. I'll get it on the air. All right. I'll make it happen. I'll send it to the morning show. It'll be great.
How on earth was this? How could you just? I'm trying to help you.
I know. I kicked the can down the road, and finally,
you didn't even kick the can. You just ignored it.
Well, I
2 weekends in a row. Vital information. Vital information. Totally ignored.
On the McClarty Daniel hotline. No, Daniel, we will not be raffling off an invitation to the wedding. We're not doing that here, all right? That is not going to happen.
I just... All right.
648-912.
I had every answer I needed.
There you go.
Everything.
That's all you need. You're set up.
Even your dad, like I ask questions. He's got the answers like at his fingertips. Like,
he was asking me questions last week.
So he knows.
Well, I had to figure him out. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Well, he's getting the rehearsal dinner. He's coordinating that whole deal. So he was like, well, what do we want to eat? And I'm like, well, I know what I want to eat. Well, let me see what everybody else wants.
That's a great conversation. Is nobody knew where the rehearsal dinner was but you. He knew. He booked the damn thing.
Right.
I had to go to him to get the answer. I sit 5 feet from you
I'm pretty sure it was in some sort of invite.
It was
invite
not.
Somewhere.
DQ, did you see anything? Because I didn't see
it. Well, I'm not invited to the rehearsal.
Right. We've seen them. We both got the same. And by the way, it would have been nice if you'd mailed our invitations instead of handing this. I understand the personal thing, but I think DQ and I are worth a stamp.
Well.
I don't care about that.
We don't need to go down this road, but DQ moved and I had an old address and I didn't want to get, whatever. And you, I never know what hostel you're staying at, so I don't know where to get.
I move around a little bit.
Salvation Army, yeah, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Which safe house am I in that this week?
Jeez. All right. Thank you.
No.
This does feel like a roast.
You. It's not a roast. This is frustration bubbling over.
We're also not auctioning off an invitation to the wedding. That is for charity.
Who wants
We're
to
not
be my
doing
plus one.
A text from Texas on the McClarty Daniel hotline.
Kid out.
No. Look, I love you all out there, but none of you are invited to this, all right? Okay, happening.
Just out of curiosity, what is the total guest count?
As of a couple of days ago, we had around 100.
Okay. All right, so it's a fairly
Now, let me tell you something that happened here, all right? Somebody looked her in the face and said, "I'll be there." And now they're not coming.
No. This That's is a not bad, good. Bad.
This is not
Can't
good.
Can't do that. Can't do
this
that.
This is not good at all.
Nope.
That happened, though. That happened.
Also, one other thing that she took care of for me God, you are useless.
I am.
You know what she took care of for me this morning? So one of the things that I like to do is go in and change my answers on the on the guest thing. Yeah. So my daughter is going with me. So I asked you to say, "Hey, by the way, would you let your bride know it's going to be my daughter?" But it's not letting me change any of my answers. Did you do that?
No, I have done.
Yeah, it's done
now. I
didn't
set up any of that
stuff. Yeah, thank you. It's done now. Thanks so much.
There's someone who wants to know where the wedding is so they won't go. Thank you.
Are there going to be nameplates or not nameplates, but name?
Well, there's definitely a seating chart.
Okay.
But I haven't seen it yet. And I don't know if there's going to be little cards with your name on it. I don't know. There probably will be. I don't know.
You got the
this
kid.
Yeah, who am I sitting
with? You're sitting with the kid, I can assure you of that.
It's a very classy event, all right?
You're with the kid.
Very classy event.
What?
It's going to be a very classy event.
Also, while we're on the subject, 3 minutes? Oh, that ain't going to work for me. I'd like to buy some more time from the senator. Can I insert a token and get
it's like
two
the comedy
minutes?
Story. 3 minutes, we're going to turn that big red light on and you have to get off stage, all right? That's how that's going to work.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a veterinarian?
It's awesome.
And I'm going to be what you said we need more of.
So you want to be a plumber-narian?
Do you think I can?
I think that if you work really hard, you can be anything.
Promise?
You bet I do.
When you promise your kids the world, we're here to help you keep it. Ohio's 529 plan is the best tax-free savings plan for future college or career training nationwide. Start now at collegeadvantage.com.
Imagine a world where your technology helps you rather than hinders you. Together, we can power your tech strategy with one platform and infinite possibilities. At NCR Voyix, we help you build differentiated experiences that make sense for your retail, restaurant, and banking businesses. Let's define the future of commerce together. Learn more at ncrvoyix.com. ncrvoyix.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.